Welcome. It's Domain Day from CheapWineFinder.com, which is how we start all these podcasts. And we wrote up a wine on the CheapWineFinder.com website. And when we got done with that, we plugged in the microphone, and here we are. And today we've got a $9.99, 10 buck, Trader Joe's Reserve Paso Robles Meritage 2021. And I won't assume everybody knows what Meritage is and all that type of thing. A Meritage is a organization in California that promotes the Bordeaux red grapes, which are Cabernet, Sauvignon. In this case, I'll tell you the grapes in this blend: Cabernet Sauvignon, Petit Verdot, Merlot, and Malbec. Cabernet Franc is also used, and it's one of the top three grapes in Bordeaux. And it's missing in this one. It gives tannins and like an intense dark berry flavor. And this wine didn't need that. I can see why they didn't use it. And what else is there? It's made by, let me look at the back of the bottle, and I actually know who made it. Helzberg Wine Cellars, Manteca, California. Helzberg Wine Cellars is a division of Delicato Family Wines. They started out in Lodi. They make Gnarly Head and a bunch of other labels. If you've been drinking value-priced wines for the last 15, 20 years, you've had their wines. And they also just recently purchased Coppola. So they own Coppola, and they also have holdings in Napa. So they are skilled at making value-priced wines that are of really good quality. So that's a good sign to see that our Trader Joe's wine is made by somebody who knows what they're doing. And Paso Robles. Paso Robles is about halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco in the Central Coast. It's got a really, really good reputation, Cabernet Sauvignon. I mean, in the higher end, in the $10 range, you know, it's a different story because they're different wines. But they are getting known for high-end wines. I mean, you don't have to go to Napa anymore to get a really good Cabernet Sauvignon wine. And I think the overall quality is there in the vineyard, which is why it's Paso Robles is a very good place to go. I was going to do this wine a week or two ago, but Aldi had their Outlander brand. That's Aldi's own brand. That was Meritage from Paso Robles, too. So if you want to do a comparison for $10 wines, the Outlander Paso Meritage and the Trader Joe's, two different producers, same grapes, different blend, I think, different blend. So how is it? Let me take a sip and we'll talk about it. Bright and juicy. I mean, for a $10 wine, this is California. This ain't France. I mean, actually, which is a good thing for a $10 red blend. You know, most American drinkers would probably prefer a California wine than a Bordeaux wine, just because there's going to be more fruit, some roundness, more things that you can kind of latch onto that you like. And there you go. I mean, you got these, it's bright flavors. It's got some interesting spices. It's the tannins are there in the background. They don't really pull or bite or anything, but they're there. The acidity allows the flavors to go on. There's blackberry, there's raspberry, there's black cherry, blueberry, rough edge spices, some maybe toasty vanilla, pretty much hitting the flavors there, but all in a bright, juicy kind of package. Take another sip because, you know, it's a $10 wine, and you don't really go, oh, that's a home run or something. No, is it a really good wine to drink? Am I going to enjoy it? Yeah, that's what it is, and it's $10, and you can't really put a score to that, I don't think. Well, someone's plinking away at the piano. Yeah, you know, and this is tip. I'm getting more of that creamy vanilla thing going on, a little bit more of a. Yeah, my second slip, it opened up a little bit, which is another thing. A $10 wine that opens up as you go along and has different flavors with different sips. that's not bad. You know, it's not bad at all. So yeah, so it's an unassuming Trader Joe's Meritage Paso Robles, made by people who know what they're doing. It's $10. You can't go wrong. You're looking for a nice red blend. It's 13.5 in the alcohol, so it's not over the top. Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those nice red wines at a good price. So you can't go wrong with that. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinefighter.com. I mean, we ran out of things to say fairly soon, but that's probably a good thing when you're done talk. With what you got to say, quit saying it. So that's it for me. We have a Lodi wine, red wine coming up, a little bit bigger, a little bit bolder, and then we'll start doing some rosés and that type of thing. But there we are. So stay cool, stay safe, and keep it cheap, and I'll be talking to everybody in a couple days. Adios. Bye-bye.